We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The New Orleans Pelicans back in action tomorrow, taking on the Sacramento Kings at 12:30 in the afternoon. We welcome in now Amos Morrell III, WWL's Digital and Sports. Amos, media availability today from the Pelicans camp. Take it away.
Yeah, we got to talk to Alvin Gentry. Team's obviously coming off their first win inside the bubble, a big win over against the Memphis Grizzlies. And now they had an off day yesterday, and now they're preparing to play their next game against the Sacramento Kings at 12:30. And that's the first game of a back-to-back. They will play Friday at 7. And Gentry was asked if minutes would be restricted for any of the guys, not just Zion Williamson, because it's a back-to-back.
No, I mean we're just gonna. First of all, you know, we'll see after the game what's gonna happen. But you know, from the restriction of minutes standpoint, we're just gonna keep building up, and we're just gonna keep playing, and we'll figure that out along the way.
So obviously, that question was for the whole team, because obviously this being the first back-to-back after essentially only playing a few games. But Zion Williamson is obviously the heart of that question, as his minutes have been the big storyline coming from the Pelicans in the bubble. He just played a season high, I guess a bubble high, 20 minutes against the Memphis Grizzlies, and was able to close out that game. So it'll be interesting to see how they use him with the back-to-back coming up. Also coming off that first win, they played a lot better defense. They also played better on offense, didn't turn the ball over as much. And Gentry was asked what else he'd like to see the team improve on as they head into this next stretch of games.
I think the one thing we have to do is we have to get more initial ball movement. I think sometimes we're trying to attack too early, and I think the thing that that our offense has been really good at, and especially after Christmas, was our ball movement and our assists. When our assists are up, and usually when we get 30 assists, we win the majority of those games. So I think we just gotta get the ball moving initially. Do not try to attack right away unless we have numbers. And I think when we do that, then we create better shots for ourselves.
Yeah, and Gentry talked about that. He talked about moving the ball, and that's one of the things during those two games they lost initially that was a problem, and one of the reasons they credited to why they were turning the ball over so much is that guys were trying a little too hard to make some things happen and maybe pressing a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see. They had a couple days to look at that Memphis game and see what they did right and see what else they can improve on. So it'll be interesting to see how they translate that tomorrow at 12:30 against Sacramento.
Amos, one thing's for certain is the chips are falling their way with the Spurs losing and the Grizzlies winless so far.
And not only that, another issue with the Grizzlies, one of their better players, you would argue if it weren't for Ja Morant and the phenom that he is, Jaren Jackson will be out for the rest of injured his knee against the Pelicans, so that's going to make it harder for Memphis to kind of hold on to that spot, as arguably one of their better players will be out.
Now, Amos, you talk about the back-to-backs, playing tomorrow against Sacramento at 12:30, and then Friday night against Washington at 8 p.m. And looking at those back-to-backs, I think the fan base almost looks at, okay, Zion playing, you know, 20 minutes. They would kind of look at maybe 20 to 25 minutes versus 15 to 20. But with that being said, don't you think that the fans just want to see Zion? If the game's in hand, then it's different. But if we don't know who's going to win the last 4 or 5 minutes, maybe a couple of minutes, then they want Zion in the game to close it out, whether it be tomorrow afternoon or Friday night against the Kings or you know, Washington, that Zion would be in the game at least to close out that particular game.
Well, absolutely. And that's, you know, that's one of the reasons that David Griffin has come out and he's gone on ESPN and kind of talked about the minute situation and, you know, tried to clarify and, you know, kind of take the heat off of Alvin Gentry, you know, saying that, you know, Zion's minutes aren't really in his hands. You know, it's part of the plan. One of the things he mentioned when he addressed this was that, you know, if Zion wouldn't have missed those games, I'm not sure if we'd be on the same kind of minute restriction we're seeing. You know, he had to obviously leave the bubble to deal with the family emergency, and he missed a lot of what their performance department had planned for him in terms of conditioning and ramping up. Yeah, obviously that's one thing, you know, the fans know it. They want to see him out there, and the team's well aware that the fans, as well as, you know, the league, wants to see him out there. But one thing that Alvin Gentry did mention is the fact that, you know, that they have a 12:30 start on Thursday and a 7 p.m. start. It's going to give them more time to recuperate and kind of go through their regular schedule. You know, they won't have to cancel a shoot around, and they'll kind of be able to give the guys a little bit more time to rest. You know, he thinks with a 12:30 game, they'll probably be back at the hotel around 4. It'll give the guys plenty of time to kind of recover and get ready for that next. I'm not sure how much the back-to-back will affect Zion's minutes, as more so the performance plan.
Now, Amos, who's impressed you now, in the pandemic season, so to speak? Is it Portland? You know, San Antonio was hot, then all of a sudden they don't come a win. They lose to Denver. Memphis is in a free fall. I mean, I look at, look, Phoenix, look how hot they are, but, boy, it's amazing. This piques everyone's interest because how competitive it is. But look at Portland. Portland seems like that's going to be almost a team to beat. Now, they got to play the games, but it just seems the Trailblazers, that's what we might have to overcome if we make the postseason.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Portland's a team that's got some really good players. You know, Damian Lillard, the guy that arguably should be an all-star yearly. C.J. McCollum's a guy that plays really well. So, you know, this is a team that that's obviously, you know, or there's a reason there. They're kind of in that hunt and were invited because they've, you know, they've got players and they've shown the ability to kind of play with some of the elite teams in the league. So they've definitely been one of the impressive teams. And then obviously, you know, you got to look at some of the front runners in that conference. You know, obviously it doesn't seem like the Clippers have really missed much of a beat. I know obviously they lost last night to the Phoenix Suns, but that was a close game with a really contested game winner. But yeah, you know, the Western Conference is really strong, and that's one of the things that Lonzo Ball and Nicolò Melli said today when they were asked about it, is that, you know, it's one of the reasons why they need these games, and they got to be really good down the stretch and, you know, can't make a lot of mistakes because the margin of error is super thin in this Western Conference race.
WWL's Amos Morrell III, great job as always, man. Thanks.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Amos.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.